Here we go. I like that.
Yeah.
I just see MASH coming in right now, you know?
Is that Steppenwolf?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
Little CCR for you.
Yeah, CCR. We did a lot of Steppenwolf in NOM.
Oh, yeah. Steppenwolf is good stuff, too.
Fuck yeah, boy. Jesus.
Little Steppenwolf.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Goodbye.
Another episode with...
Well, today, it's
the legend,
sex symbol.
The sex symbol.
The living legend.
We had the living legend last episode. Now it's a sex symbol this episode.
Oh, God.
And if we had him on a third one, it would be a war hero.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. NASCAR. This used to be like NASCAR fucking...
That's
old one. School. Yeah.
Steppenwolf, Jimi Hendrix.
Yep. Magic carpet ride.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking A, man.
You don't hear him.
That's legendary Vietnam music right there. Fuck yeah. I'm around outside, I'm tripping the night.
Any place that goes is right. You don't have to actually sing it, though.
Who's miles away from here? Well, right, you don't know. We can find. Who's singing that?
Steppenwolf.
Well, let me go ahead and do it.
Correct. Thank you.
Fuck out of here, man.
But see, me and you.
Yeah. Hey, I let you sing bullshit versions of songs all the time.
No, you don't.
Fuck yeah. When? I do.
Yeah, but he's got a good voice.
Questionable.
Oh, I've heard him sing some decent shit, man.
So have I. Bars. I've heard him sing one particular song that gives me PTSD when I hear it.
It's only because that's usually my, you know, my get down song.
Yeah.
And he just heard it through the floor.
A lot. We unfortunately live together. Ruin that song for me forever.
Oh, you guys bunked together?
Yeah, I lived at his house for like 6 months.
I put him up after the divorce.
So my room was right above the living room, so when I would have other people over,
when he'd have female women of the people of the female persuasion,
he would start hearing a certain song getting played on the guitar,
and then I would know to fuck off into the basement so I didn't have to listen to him bang somebody.
Turn his TV up.
Here he goes. He's playing that fucking song again.
Yep.
There's only one thing that happens after.
Yep. That's his. The man has one move, and it's that song.
Hey, if it works, why try?
Hey, you know, right.
Every time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, so now I can't play that.
Can't play that song?
For him.
That's I call it sexual assault, Will. Mm. When he plays that song, he gets just the right amount of drunk, and then the guitar comes out, and he plays that song, and I got to warn everybody, like, okay, sexual assault Will has come out. He's going to try to touch you weird. He's going to hug you too much. Oh, he's probably going to try to kiss you.
Yeah.
You better watch yourself.
Yeah.
Better watch yourself.
Especially if his tongue is flicking like a goddamn serpent.
It's bad. It's bad. Now, I personally feel pride in myself that when we were at that one Brewers game, sexual assault Will came out with no guitar because obviously we were at a Brewers game.
Correct.
And I still managed to pull a phone number and get a date with a chick.
And how'd that go?
I went on a date with her. That's not what matters. Hey. That's a win.
Did you get lucky?
No. I did not.
Definitely not.
I did not.
That's not even a question.
To be
fair. She must have been hot.
She was good looking, yeah. She was okay.
Yeah, she also...
I was forewarned
another,
that she was...
Another person that we know in our friend group also tried to get with that when...
I had been forewarned that she was a bit of a prude, and that did play out to be true.
Yeah, well, that happens.
You got to roll the dice, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to try. You
don't know until you try.
Right. You got to at least make a kick at it. Yeah. You got to at least make a
don't
kick
know
at
what
it.
You don't know.
Right.
That's right.
Yep. And it could have been just that
hard
she didn't.
Telling without knowing.
It could have just been that she didn't want to sleep with him.
And she also didn't want to sleep with you.
For sure. Yeah. Which I found out later.
Didn't take too long.
I think she's either engaged or married now, living like out of state.
Probably still hasn't slept.
So, because I used to be, I used to be my old Facebook profile was friends with her. Obviously, my new Facebook profile is yeah, not.
Didn't I jump on your back?
You did.
No.
And rode me like a horse while I was trying to flirt with this girl.
Yep. Spanking all the way down.
Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to throw game, and I'm getting just manhandled by this by this guy.
Yeah, I can see him doing it. I've seen him in action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
That's some determination that I was able to like.
I was just trying to make sure you're on your game. You know?
Just try to help. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Right. Yeah. No. Jesus.
Hey, you know, he says all this bad stuff about me.
Hey, you were trying to help me get laid, like the iceberg was trying to help Titanic get to New York. Okay, that's what was happening.
Get to New York.
Iceberg was trying to help. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
We're
that's
show
the point.
You a quick way. Don't go that way. Don't go that.
Don't
way.
Don't go that way. I got you a know, faster and, way and, called know, straight the
so,
fuck down.
So here's the thing. He just doesn't like it when it's not in his favor.
True enough.
Because the other time we were at the game. We held hands down three flights of stairs and out the freaking stadium.
We did. So this was funny. So we're walking out. He grabs my hand. I don't even remember why. I think you were just trying to be an idiot.
I think I was just being stupid. He was just being stupid. Your hand,
and I didn't let him go.
He was like, nope.
Nope.
So we sat there like this.
Sweet. You wanted this. So we walk out.
Three flights.
And we're in the 300 levels.
Oh, my God.
We're on the 300 level. So like the people have to let you out of the doors, right? There's like a person there watching the door. And it was some old lady. And so we walk by, and I look at her, and I smile, and we lock eyes, and she goes, that's okay. She doesn't say hi. She doesn't say have a good night,
says,
nothing.
That's okay.
She goes, that's okay.
That's okay. Okay.
And so we continued out the doors, and we started
walking. Yeah, it's very funny.
And he looks at me. He's like, you hear what she said? I'm like, yep.
Yep.
Sure did.
That's okay.
I was like, do we stop?
That's
he
okay.
was like,
eh. That's okay. She just looks at she's locked dead. Dead ass locked eyes with me and goes.
She was convincing herself
that's okay.
that it was okay two dudes were holding hands.
Out loud. That's okay.
Out loud, she was convincing herself of it, and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You gotta be comfortable. Yep. You know, you gotta
hey,
be comfortable with
you know, freaking people out is fun sometimes.
Well, and you know, and it's funny because like when me and you go to games, just me and you, it is me and him are ordering margaritas. We're drinking margaritas. We're watching baseball.
We're having laughs.
We get some pretzels.
Yeah.
We get some hot dogs, and we're drinking margies.
We're drinking margies.
Strawberry
Holy
margies.
Shit.
We're eating dick shaped food and drinking strawberry margies.
Strawberry margies, and we hold hands on the way out. Like
freaking people out is fun though. I think I've told the story on the show
it's
before,
the best.
And I know I've told it to you. The time Chris and I went to Home Depot when his daughters were very young.
Okay.
So my buddy Chris, I've known since we were like little kids. So his daughters, he's not my brother, but we might as well be, right? And so his daughters are my nieces. So I'm over by him one time, and we run to Home Depot to get some shit for a project that he's working on. We're at the checkout. It's an elderly lady, and I'm playing with his daughters to like distract them while he takes care of business and checks out so we can leave, right? And the lady looks at me and she goes, your daughters are so cute. And I go, oh, they're not mine. They're his. And without missing a beat, he looks at me dead in the eyes and goes, honey, you don't have to be afraid anymore.
Now the best part
that's
is
that's great.
So yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's where me and Chris are very much alike.
Yes,
because
I very clearly have a type. That's all I'll
oh,
say.
<yeah. laughs> Because me and him went to. I made him come to Menards with me to get a new mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
dude, that was like the.
Did you jump on it?
Oh so no!
Did you lay on it?
It was in a box.
We bought a mattress in a box, but you have to lay on it and test them all out and stuff or whatever.
So we're at the checkout, and I'm just like, I can't wait to try this out with you. This is going to be so much fun.
Oh,
like,
holy fuck.
And it was the one thing.
Yeah, there's, there's a trans person.
Long hair with an Adam's apple. And, you know, wears makeup like a female.
I think I've seen the type.
So I'm just laying her on thick, and he's just like, oh. No.
I don't know why I continue to surround myself with people
with
that
people
do
like
this
us.
To me, but
I've seen him do that on several occasions.
At least
I have fun with it.
at least the worst thing Nick does to me is try to convince people that we're brothers.
Yeah.
So like that's fine.
I
can handle that.
I don't think that's as fun.
So,
you know.
It's also not a stretch cuz he and I sort of look the same.
Yeah, both bald.
Yeah, and we go at each other. We spar with each other pretty pretty good. It's not a stretch to think that we'd be related, but
correct.
So I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
That works.
Yeah.
Good times. You gotta have fun in life, right?
You do. You really do.
You know, and you what can't other be, people think, fuck them.
You can't be. You can't be too full of yourself, because if you can't laugh at yourself, you're doing it wrong. You know. Yeah. I mean,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to laugh at yourself.
You have to. Can't take it too seriously. Can't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But don't laugh too much, because then they put you away.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, that's, you have different problems. You have different wallpaper problems, right? Yeah.
You know? There is that.
Yeah, that's okay. I could. Hey, you know what? I could use a vacation.
Get Heath
at this
Ledger
point.
Here.
At this point, fuck it. Throw me in the padded room. I could use a couple days off of work.
Yeah.
The minimum is 72 hours. I could use it. I could use 3 days.
Yeah, I've been off of work.
It depends. If you go to the theater, it's 7 days.
Yeah. Sounds even better.
I've been off of work for almost 10 years, I think.
Bro's had 10 years worth of Saturdays. Every day is fucking Saturday
day,
for this guy.
Every fucking day, man. No. What am I going to do today? Well, let me go out in the shop first and see what I got, you know, on the bench.
Well, I remember.
I remember, something on the bench.
I remember just talking with you and Puppet about when you guys were both working full time, and like now, like the garden's a full time job for you guys. And you two both were saying, we don't even know how we fucking did it while we were working full time.
With the same exact amount of area,
essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, the same house, everything. I mean, all the lawn care is all the same, everything else on top of the garden. It's like, we don't even know how the fuck we even did it then.
Well, you know,
and plus, redoing the basement and the shop.
Yeah.
And the second shop.
Not to put too fine a point on
Holy
it, but.
Holy shit, man. Where the hell do we find the time?
Age kind of gets the best of you. Gets the best of you sometimes.
You know, I'll be 75 in August.
Well, you know, you don't look 75. I've been told that. Yeah, no, it's.
I've been told.
I swear to God, he looks exactly the same as when I felt like I remember him being as a kid. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if that's good.
Well, that feels. Hey, that's an insult, because what he just said to you is, that fucker's been old since I was a kid.
But I'm
still Uncle Paul.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he's aged.
Right.
Yeah. That's the aging orange.
Yeah, he found out because
it brought you to a certain age, and then you just stuck there.
I stuck there. I told him I'm going to live to 95.
Oh, there you go.
He has no leg hair, and apparently that's from aging orange.
No armpit hair.
Should tell my dad that. My dad doesn't have leg hair either.
I never knew that until the other day.
Yeah, you got to ask him if he's been. We got to ask him if he spent time around Agent Orange back in the day, because he's got no leg hair either. Yeah.
He has no leg hair?
Yeah, no.
Was he a nom?
He was not.
Oh, yeah, he's got that. He's got it.
No, he was not.
He was not.
Oh, he was not?
He's just a weird guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's
yeah.
his dad.
Yeah,
my dad. I had a,
that's where he gets it from.
Oh. I had a nurse tell me that the other day.
Really?
That every a veteran that comes to her office that she's seen has no hair on her legs or armpits. And she said, that's from Agent Orange. I said, you got to be shitting me.
All these years, me and him were talking last night. He's like, all these years, I thought it was just because I wore blue jeans.
Right. And it just wears them off.
Yeah, it wears the hair off. That's what I always thought.
Yep.
Which is plausible.
Totally plausible.
You know, it's a thing. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yep.
Well, my wife said, that's stupid.
Well, no, it makes sense, because especially, like, I remember when I was working and I wore tall work boots, there'd be no hair. I know hair from, like, here down, just because the work boots would wear it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's totally reasonable.
Yeah, but I never, I don't know anybody that don't have hair in their legs, you know, any guys.
Well.
Women are always shaving their legs.
Sure, that's different.
Shit, all you got to do is give them a thing of Agent Orange, man. Wipe it on.
Yep. Right, just get the.
Wipe it off, let it dry, wipe it off, and no more hair. No more. They don't have to shave under the
Ever
arms
again.
Anymore.
Just Agent Orange it. Agent Orange it. Right. Seems a bit extreme, but you know, hey, what the hell?
Hey, you know.
Check
some
emails.
As long as you don't die from it.
Well, that's true. What doesn't kill you makes you. What they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'd like to add a second line on that, which is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, or maims you for life.
Or maims you, that's a good idea.
And
then you're stuck with it.
The only two options aren't live or die. Like, there's a middle ground there where shit sucks for you for the rest of your life.
Let's take a look.
He's checking our emails. Every once in a while, we do get people that email at us.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually my family.
Yeah. Well, mostly his sister-in-law.
It's mostly my sister-in-law, yeah.
Birthday dessert. Enjoying daddy's birthday dessert.
Oh, yeah. He was messy.
Yeah.
He was messy. Wearing
this is not a drill with a picture of a hammer.
Yep. My nephew, he's one and a half.
That's our biggest fan.
That's our biggest fan.
Baby J. Right?
That's my nephew.
All right, man.
Yep.
Fan man.
And, yep. And it was just my brother's birthday last week, so on Saturday we were all over there for his birthday. And
so happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday, Jim.
From your favorite black friend.
Yes. My brother thinks Will's black.
He thought I was black for like the last 7 years.
Thought he was
until he met me.
Your dad always thought Bubba was black.
Thought he was a.
You know that's true. I did too. His dad told me, yeah, Bubba's got to be black.
He thought Will was a thin black man, which I feel like is a little effed up because I feel like the only reason he thought that is because he's met Daryl before.
Yeah.
And so in my brother's head, he was like, hey, he's got a bunch of black friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So he thought I was like a 120-pound thin black man.
Thin black man.
And then I met him for the first time. He's like, you're Will?
You're Will? Yeah. I thought you were black.
Yeah. Did you get a skin transplant?
Thought you were smaller, too. No.
Nope. So, but no, my nephew was a very dirty person with the cake. He just had just all over him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
And then... So then the funny thing is, so it's right.
Yeah.
This look where he does this is his, like, I did something bad, but you can't be mad at me.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, that's like it. This. Yeah, that's it. I'm a little angel.
Yep.
Look
yep.
out.
So he at one point grabbed a piece of the cake and like did this and threw it on the ground. And my mom made the mistake of laughing. Right. So
oh,
now
boy.
This is
that
the game,
the
right? Yeah. So now it's just more of that.
Yeah,
and his mom was like, Jameson, stop it. And he's like this, like doing his big goofy smile and everything. The kid's great.
So was that his first or second birthday?
So that was my brother's birthday.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my nephew's birthday is in the fall. So yeah. He's one and a half right now.
On my daughter's first birthday, we gave her an ice cream cake and just let her go.
Sure,
43 years ago.
Yeah, well, it was outside.
Yeah, you have to do that. That's got to
yeah,
be an outside
thing. It was outside.
Thing.
And yeah, she just covered herself with it.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. For
She
for
had his, a good old time.
For
know?
His first birthday, we went all out. My sister did up my parents' house like an under-the-sea theme, and we made all cardboard under-the-sea creatures, crabs and stuff. He just
oh, cool.
huge. So it was cool. I mean, it's unfortunate he's never going to remember that, but it was cool.
You don't know.
You never know. Yeah, who knows what people remember, what a guy's going to remember. That's,
I mean, when you were two, do you remember anything from when you were two?
So it's an interesting question because the answer is probably, but I probably don't think it's from when I was two. You know what I mean?
You think it was when it was
like probably when I something happened when I was like a little older.
Yeah.
You know?
I can remember shit from when I was five.
Sure. I remember stuff probably from when I was that age because I remember, so we moved further north, like up towards the Fondy area when I was seven. But I remember things from the house down here, which means that it's things from when I was like four, five, or six. Mm-hmm. You know, so like there's definitely things in there that I remember from that age.
Do you remember your first day at school?
Ooh, my first day at school. So probably not. I remember like
well, now they got preschool.
Yeah,
all this
I have.
Other
I do have some memories of like my preschool days because I remember not specifically school, but I remember sitting in the car with my dad and listening to Paul Harvey before
Paul Harvey.
We got dropped off. Before we got out, right. I think it was Paul Harvey. I remember listening to that stuff with him before going into daycare.
Okay.
Or not daycare, preschool, which means that's stuff for sure from when I was like five or six. Like
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
For, and then I remember.
That was way back.
From when I was like seven after we moved. I remember like school then. And then I have some vague memories. See, this is maybe my brother's right. Maybe I do have a lot of black friends. Because I remember at the school that I went to before we moved, I had a black friend. Couldn't tell you his name. But I know that there was the kid that I was friends with. It was a black kid. It's the best I can do for you.
All right, you ready for some statistics?
I am. Yeah. No, we do a little breakdown every other episode of like who's been listening.
35.3% in the month of April.
That's pretty good.
To the month of March.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And we have a lot of downloads.
Hey, all right. That's what I like.
In the United States, we have 10 in Wisconsin.
Hey, that's pretty good.
7 in Virginia.
All right.
3 in Louisiana. So we have 3 Agent Smiths.
Agent Smith is picking up friends
Agent
down
Smith,
there.
Agent Smith and Agent Smith
are it's all spreading.
There.
Yeah.
1 in Idaho.
Yep, that one guy in Idaho
is
still kicking
around.
One
guy in
Idaho.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
got, Utah.
Utah.
And then we got one in Illinois.
Okay.
And worldwide, Putin.
Putin.
Still listening in Russia.
Yeah, all baby.
Right.
We got
all
one
right.
in Russia. One
Vladimir.
In Russia.
What's
our,
up?
Our clients are mostly.
I keep telling him if he wants to fly us out there to ride bears with him, I'll do it.
Yeah. We'll do it in a heartbeat.
I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Our top downloaders are from Spotify. That's at 65.22%.
Yep. There you go.
And then we've got some Google Chrome, Alexa-enabled device, TuneIn, and Winamp. Winamp.
Wow.
Winamp.
Winamp, yeah.
Winamp. That's some, a lot of stuff I've never really even heard
the
of.
One with the double, the top 10 most downloaded episodes from April 1st to April 30th, the top one is the one with the Dublin Marathon with 5.
And oh, really? Yeah, okay. Sure.
The one with no dirt track race comes in at 4.
Sure.
The one with the hot spot is number 3.
Wow, that's great. That's,
and
so
then
that's
we got a
three-way
tie.
Like comes in at 3.
With 2, the one with the good soldier, the one with where we do no harm, and the one with seek and destroy. And then we also had one
seek
for
seek and destroy.
Yeah, yeah so the way that we do the show, generally,
can we finish?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
And then the one with the Marine Corps birthday had one, and that was tied with the one with Rusty's, one with Back in Action, one with Mom's Bread. All had
wow. The one with the Marine Corps birthday had a download in April. That's an old episode.
Yeah, that's November 16th.
That's November.
Wow.
When that one came out.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we did
yeah,
it
yeah.
on. November 10th.
10th. Yes, correct.
2023.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you know why?
Because it was the Marine Corps birthday?
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. So the general format of the show, we usually get together and we're watching through the television show Burn Notice.
Yeah. Which is a very good TV show. I think you might even like it.
I bet he would.
I think you would like it if you
watch
it.
What's it called?
Burn Notice.
Burn Notice.
Yeah, it has Jeffrey
Donovan.
In it is a main character, and he's a spy who was burned, which the CIA basically kicked him out of the CIA, and so now he does all these fucking spy things.
Yeah, he's basically like a do-gooder in Miami who's trying to figure out, and then on the side, he's trying to figure out what the fuck happened to his
career.
Yeah,
why did he get burned?
No.
So usually we watch an episode of that while we record, and that's 1 week. It's us, like, talking about the episode, and then we do what we call the banter episode, which is just us hanging out and shooting
just
the
like
shit.
This.
Like this.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
this
then,
is pretty cool.
So
we
then,
shooting the shit.
It alternates week to week. So 1 week is a burn notice, then the next week is us just shooting the shit. And that's sort of the way that we work it, is it flips back and forth. Yeah. And then the naming paradigm we stole from Friends.
The one with.
Because if you watch the show Friends ever, all the episodes are called, like, the one with Phoebe's ex-boyfriend, the one with Chandler's whatever.
Yeah.
So we stole the naming paradigm from Friends
for
our episodes, yeah.
That he owns every Friends season.
Does he?
Well, Stacy does.
Stacy does.
Yeah. But I've watched them all.
Oh sure, yeah.
Over and over
Several
and over.
Times.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you got cable TV, that's all that's on sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
In some channels, that's all you got going, yeah.
Yeah.
So and then the whole idea for this, we've told this story on the air
numerous times,
several times, but we were hanging out in the garage one day and we were just like, what if we just hung a fucking microphone in here?
And this is when I first started recording music again.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, I already got one mic. I was like, let's just buy another mic. So we bought another mic, and then we bought another mic, and then we bought another mic.
Yep.
Because then we started having
you
more
didn't buy
more
no
people.
Friends?
Oh yeah, no. We have 4 people. Sometimes
no Freds.
Oh, Freds.
We bought a lot of mics, but no Freds. Hello.
It's a name joke. It's a name joke.
It went over his head.
I get it.
Yeah.
Freds or Gary's or whatever the fuck.
Right, or whoever.
You know, just go be a beef stroganoff.
Right?
But yeah, so then we started buying more mics, and then we got fancy, and then we got a couch.
We got a couch.
Because we were doing this in lawn chairs.
Yep, one of our fans.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
one of our fans set us up with a refrigerator to put beverages in.
Where's
the
refrigerator?
Right this there. One right here.
That was donated to us.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Donated to us by one of our fans.
Nice.
Yep. AKA his imaginary friend.
Yep.
Now you just tell stories or you just talk or
a little bit of whatever.
Yeah, okay. Like when I was telling you, like, we would have Curry, which is Sonny, on the show. He told us all about his immigration into the United States and everything
that
else.
That was probably interesting.
Yeah.
And then when Derek was on, he talked a lot about his EOD stuff in Iraq and shit like that. Yeah.
Which people are still chomping at the bit for him to come back on and talk about that more.
They want the bear back.
Yeah, they want the bear
and
back.
And so this is the rug that I had made for us.
Because I did art for it.
He's the fox, I'm the German Shepherd, and then Bear is the bear. And it said the Wisconsin by the Wraith of Bear.
The Wraith?
Conversations never... The wrath of bear.
The wrath of bear.
Some conversations never end, because that's what we do. We just sit here and it's a Wisconsin goodbye, because our conversations really don't end.
Well, and sometimes we'll do the thing where we'll start to end the show. We'll be like, all right, we're gonna wrap up, and then we'll talk for 25 more minutes.
Yeah.
You know. So that's why we got our name
as the Wisconsin goodbye, because me and him would sit in the garage and we'd sit there and we'd talk and be like, I'd be walking him to the car and we'd still be talking for 20-25 minutes, like at his door and shit like that.
Right, the classic
that's
Wisconsin.
That's where we got the name Wisconsin goodbye, and then Andy.
But people aren't going to listen to you unless it's entertaining
or interesting. Yeah, theoretically, you know? It has to be
and
interesting.
Putin's engaged.
He is.
Putin is engaged. We're,
right, hey.
I'm glad to hear it. He's number one fan.
Single-handedly.
I mean, he's in Russia. He's the only one that
single-handedly right here stopping World War III.
Correct. We keep him entertained. He's like,
this podcast right here is the only reason nukes aren't in the air right now.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just waiting
for you to thank for.
We're waiting for North Korea to get a little oon.
Yeah, once Kim Jong-un gets on board, world peace right around the corner.
Nah, he just sent a couple missiles over to Ukraine.
Then we just look.
He hasn't listened yet.
Look. Putin has got to get his buddy Kim Jong Un on board with the podcast and Xi Jinping. Once we get the three of them,
I was just gonna say.
Once we get the three of them, we're talking world peace, baby.
Yeah, but this beer is just going through.
Running through. Well, it's because you broke the seal.
You did.
You made the mistake.
You did.
You made the mistake.
Just leave it open.
You're gonna lock yourself out again. Gotta get them before they get out of there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, do you want to try to get my Ma on the horn real quick?
I mean, we might as well.
We make that happen
for like 40 minutes. I ended up talking to your dad for like most of it.
Yeah. She told me.
I'm pretty sure your wiener came out.
Yeah, she said that it did.
I thought it was funny.
Well, they didn't.
They didn't.
No.
At all.
No.
A little bit.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Nope.
A little bit.
Get it ready.
What am I looking for? Oh,
welcome to the jungle.
All right, fine. This will be a better flashbang than when I flashbang.
Yeah, it will be,
just
for sure.
Just trying to get a hold of you.
Yep.
We'll answer your phone next time. That won't happen.
Hey, Mom. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mom.
Hey. Hi.
How are you guys today?
All right. Papa had a frustrating day, but...
Why did you have a frustrating day?
I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Because he had to go to work.
Cool. Well, then in that case, I had a frustrating day.
My day was fine. I did go to work.
Bucks are gonna be done.
What's gonna be done?
The Bucks.
Oh, are they playing right now?
Yeah.
It's game six tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're really playing, but
are Giannis and what's his nuts playing tonight?
Lazard or
whatever. Yeah.
Lillard is and not Giannis.
Oh. Yeah, because I know they were both listed as doubtful as of this morning. So
right.
Well, so, that's too bad. Right. You know, you think you bring in Doc Rivers, you'd be able to do something in the playoffs, but no, here we are.
It just, nothing changed. So,
This is my dad weighing in from the background. This is usually what happens. This is a part of the show where we call my parents and just talk to them about things.
Okay, yeah. Nice. It's always good to call your parents.
Papa said it might be different if they were healthy.
I agree. I entirely agree. Yeah, if they were healthy, I think we'd have a different story.
Giannis was just too afraid to be a loser, and so he just pretended he was hurt.
Yeah, my mom's hot take, Giannis is a bitch, is what just happened.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I said he was just too afraid to be a loser.
Right, he's too afraid to be a loser. In other words, you a bitch.
Do you know who is so healthy? Anyway,
yeah. Who is healthy?
Joey Logano.
Joey Logano is healthy.
Pretty sure I razzed him about that, too.
What's it? Yeah, how'd you like the Brewers game?
Actually, it wasn't that bad. The seats were it good. Wasn't there weren't that many bad. People there.
Which means it wasn't good. It wasn't that bad.
But they won.
Which means it was bad.
But they won.
But it wasn't that bad.
They won.
They didn't.
As long as they won.
She did. She said, and I quote, it wasn't that bad.
She said it wasn't bad.
There was a that in there.
I made sure I got something where I didn't need a fork and napkin.
Yep. You got to make sure. What'd you get?
Just a brat.
Well, what the hell? You should have gone onto the app and you could have got a jalapeno popper grilled cheese sandwich.
Did you get a strawberry margarita like me and Andy?
I don't know how to work those apps.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it wasn't bad. I was waiting for someone. Papa said if someone hits the car.
Someone can win it.
Someone can win it. Oh, somebody almost hit it, but that was it. That's the only reason I really went Adames, to see
somebody probably, right? Because Adames hit that 2-run home run, I think, right?
Three.
3-run home run?
No, he's talking about an out.
An out?
Yeah.
What?
Talking about
peanut gallery back there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
It was a deep fly ball.
Don't worry. The call will eventually degenerate into us just talking to my dad.
Correct. That's usually how it happens.
It's usually what happens.
The phone gets passed off to him. That's how it happened the other night, too.
Yeah, that's usually how
eventually, I was just talking to Papa.
That's usually, how it goes.
Is this something of significance?
No, it's a chew toy.
Nice. So anything else going on up there? Are you guys just hanging out?
I think the neighbors have something dead in their pool.
Why?
I see it floating.
To be fair, Papa has informed me that every time you see a clump of grass floating in the pool, you think that there's a dead animal in the pool.
I know.
So I ever since the fox drowned in the pool, even like she sees a leaf floating in there and she's like, oh my God, there's a dead thing in the pool. And she has to send my dad out. Squirrels, chipmunks, hippopotamus, like she doesn't care. It's something dead in the pool.
But no, it is something dead in their pool. I'm not sure. I don't want to really go look, but it.
Well, what are you doing looking in their yard anyway?
Well.
Invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I was just thinking about privacy.
I try not to anymore.
And yet, here you are. Here you are looking in their pool. How are you even looking into their pool? It's not easy to see.
When I was working on
She's at the pool's edge.
Right.
I was working on the fountain and I just happened to glance.
For 5 or 10 minutes.
And now that you know it's there, you got to keep like.
You don't have to.
You don't actually.
I know.
You have to because you're weird. The normal human response would be to just not ever look there again.
It's just hard.
That's really what she said.
Jeez. But other than that, sick of watching movies on what do we watch, Mom? Prime time, like 90-minute movies that have no ending.
Yeah, but that's like your guys' thing is you watch random ass movies on Amazon Prime.
So now the pool is better.
The pool is better. The pool is an improvement, yeah.
Well, no ending. It's like, you're just waiting. I think that's why they're 90 minutes, because they
don't end. What constitutes a movie with no ending? Like, describe to me how one of these movies ends and it doesn't have an ending.
It just fades to black and it's over.
Yeah, like, these people were stuck.
What, like mid-sentence or what?
Yeah, kind of.
Have you ever watched Special Victims? They never end.
Special victims unit. Yeah.
There's no end to the story. They leave you in suspense.
And something happened, and they mostly killed each other.
The guy steps in a bear trap.
So it's sort of like the Liam Neeson movie The Gray, where at the movie ends with him strapping broken bottles to his fingers and then jumping in to fight the wolves, and then it just goes to black and the movie ends.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Well, the whole movie was billed as him fighting these wolves. That's what all the previews were about. And then you don't actually even get to see it. The movie ends with him fist fighting the wolves, and it just goes to black, and you're like, no, oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
All done.
I like Liam Nelson, too.
So instead, we decided to watch the Bucks game, which was another joke, but...
Yeah. Was it at least funny? Was it at least a funny joke?
No. It was set a show.
Is it as funny as the beef stroganoff?
I was just going to tell that joke.
Oh, my God. Will's got a joke for you.
Oh, Lordy, help me.
Hey, Mom. Okay. Mom, you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. What do you call a bunch of cows and a pastor masturbating?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Beef stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff.
He made that joke up today, and
it's the best joke ever.
It's sad. It's real sad.
Hey, he has a touch of the tism. You gotta give him this joke, okay?
I'm the rhythm with the tism.
Yeah.
Time off. The joke should be, what do you call a bunch of bulls in a pasture masturbating?
That would be Pete
Stroganoff.
Here comes my dad with the logic problem. The joke
there
is better
it is.
Now.
I like
that's
it.
The, that's
it,
the better
it,
joke.
That's a better joke.
That's the better version
I
of the
like
joke.
I like it now.
That's the better version of the joke.
I was on top of the world over here with my little beef stroganoff.
See, if you really wanted to be vindictive, you'd just start Mexican hat dance right now.
Does Will say important or
important? We've discussed this already.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Say the word important.
Important.
No, you just mirrored me. That's not how you say it.
Important.
Stop it.
Quit being a mirror. Will's a mirror.
I'm convex, though.
Convex?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're...
As opposed to concave.
Yeah. That means you angle... You're a bump out on the mirror?
Correct.
So you're a funhouse mirror that makes everyone look fat?
I see everything.
You're a funhouse mirror that makes everyone look fat?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
I gotta stop looking in those mirrors.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, you're looking at people's pools? Now you're looking at my mirrors?
Turns out you got a house full of convex mirrors or concave mirrors or whatever. Convex.
Convex is the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Sorry, I'm not a lens expert.
Jesus.
I do got another joke about three priests.
No, we're not telling that joke.
No.
No, we're not doing the joke. We're not doing the religious angle joke.
Yeah,
it's not. Well, it's
no. No, the country is already melting down about Judaism, so let's not.
Well, it's Catholic.
Not, it's the same. Too close.
Well, Catholic.
Too close.
Thing, I used to be Catholic.
But the whole thing just makes me sick to my stomach.
It's pretty wild. The stuff that people are doing is pretty wild. Did you see the thing in the news about it was the campus in North Carolina? They took the flag down, and the frat standing in front of the flag to get the flag back up and then defending the flag. Did you see? I see that story.
Yep, I heard that story. Yeah.
So they started a GoFundMe page that said for the frat bros in North Carolina, make America frat again. And then it was this whole long thing of like these guys put their stuff on the line to like defend the flag and everything. Let's throw them the rager they really deserve. $230,000 in a day.
Wow.
That's raised.
Enough.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that on the news the other day, and they wanted, they said, here's a good opportunity for Trump to bring these guys on stage.
Oh, yeah.
With him.
Yeah. And really show like a positive incentive for standing up for American values.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And then there was at one of the other protests, I want to say at LSU, there was the anti-Israel and the pro-Israel protesters who have been at odds for like a week. And they both joined together for an FJB chant.
Nice.
So these two groups that hate each other stood there and chanted "fuck Joe Biden" for like 15 minutes or something. Yeah.
But I've seen some of them have switched to that. Like,
yes,
we're not anti-Jewish. We're not anti this. We're just trying to whatever they're doing.
We're just anti-Biden now.
And,
yeah, they're anti-administration is what some of them are switching over to. Right. They just don't like the way that Biden's handled it.
That's their cover story for anti-Semitism.
Well, there's that too. There's that too. Because the, sort of under the cover of all that, they're stopping Jewish students from attending class and all that sort of shit.
Right. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or in UCLA, bugging them.
Yes, yes. So, it's getting crazy.
You know, yeah,
it's
getting crazy. That's toleration, coexist.
Coexist.
There's a bumper sticker that says that.
And the Star of David is one of the letters.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 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 There's
a Jewish star going
on. Yeah. Thanks, man. Did you really have to explain what that was?
I don't know. Just in case Putin didn't understand.
Right. Yeah. No.
Well,
sure.
He understands
yeah.
what the Star of David is. I guarantee you.
Oh my Lord.
Good. Well, you can email us that.
If you want to clear it up, Putin. If you want to clear it up and tell us that you know what the Star of David is, you can email us.
Yeah. You have our email, Putin.
Well, what are you guys doing for the rest of the night? This is a great answer.
Cool. Awesome.
Sounds like fun.
This dead air is solid podcast material.
Sounds like fun.
Gardens of the Galaxy.
I mean, Groot's a plant.
He's a tree.
Groot's a plant.
He's a tree.
He's a tree.
It's not really a plant.
Technically, he's not even a tree. He is Groot.
He is Groot.
Yeah.
Who is he? I'm Groot.
He's Groot.
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
I like it because it reminds me of the Best Man speech you gave.
That movie reminds you of the Best Man speech, not The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings, the movies and stories on which the speech was based.
Oh, your speech is based off that?
Yeah.
What speech?
The speech I gave at my brother's wedding.
Oh.
I thought it was about a bunch of misfits.
It is about a bunch of misfits, otherwise known as the 13 dwarves and going on the journey with Bilbo and all that sort of stuff.
Nerd.
Oh, well, that's kind of what Garden of the Galaxy is.
I mean, yeah, you're not entirely
it's
wrong.
Guardians.
But
Guardians.
She keeps saying Gardens of the Galaxy.
I do, but it's... I'm
autistic.
I know it's Guardian now.
Do you, though? What's the name of the movie?
Guardians.
There you go.
Gardens
yep.
of
there
the
you
galaxy.
Go. There you go. Yeah, no, that speech was the speech was inspired by The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Oh, well, I liked it. It was nice.
Yeah, no, it was a good speech.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Oh, they just dumped them in some bubbling junk.
great description of that movie scene.
All right.
Did you?
Hold on, Mom, I'm going to put you on the spot. Just like we made you name Lord of the Rings characters a few weeks ago, I want you to name me one character other than Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Rocket.
Ah, well, okay, that's cheap. I feel like I set the bar too low. Give me one more. Yes. Like a good Democrat.
Well, I got to see pictures of him. Papa just changed it.
You're watching the movie.
No, Public changed it.
Well, good. Then you got to come up with one off the top of your head. Not Rocket or Groot.
It's literally my name.
The guy with all the tattoos I like.
Okay, what's his name?
Ronan.
No. Not a bad guess, but no.
Isn't the main character?
Ronan is actually the bad guy. So I will give her that as a character from the movie.
Oh, he's the red guy.
He's the blue guy who's their enemy.
He's blue.
Well, he's some color.
He's a color, and he's from the movie. Look, I'll give her this. Considering
who's Will's dad? Well,
considering that she named a Lord of the Rings character and said Gimba.
Gimba.
What about
that's
Gamora?
Like a mix of Lion King.
Gamora. There you go. I feel like Papa told you that one, but
no, and Drax.
Yeah, Papa's definitely telling you. Or you're reading it off of somewhere. There's enough time has passed that
but
you were...
the thing is, the main character is my name.
Quill. We said Quill. I said Quill.
Almost my name.
Quill. Shut up. It's not your name. Get out of here.
It's pretty close.
See, enough Will, time. Will. Enough time.
She calls it Guardians of the Galaxy. She can say Quill or Will.
Enough time has passed that she was able to Google and or look at the movie description to start listing off characters.
100%.
Because there's no way my mom got the entire Guardians of the Galaxy right and couldn't name me more than two characters from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Gimba.
Gimba.
A mix of Lord of the Rings and fucking.
She came up with Frodo, Gandalf. She came up with Frodo, Gandalf, and Gimba. Those are the characters she named me from Lord of the Rings.
I guess at least it starts with a G.
I guess.
I think.
What about The Collector?
The Collector?
That's a movie.
The Bone Collector?
The Bone Collector.
Isn't that what that movie's called?
Just this Collector.
From Guardians of the Galaxy, The Collector.
The Collector.
She's definitely reading off something on Google.
Is that the second one? Are you trying to talk about Jeff Goldblum's character?
No. Benicio del Toro's
Benicio del Toro's character, yeah, is the Collector. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Have you watched the movies?
Oh, stop, Mom. No, shut up. You're not allowed.
I went out to lunch with her.
You're not allowed. Oh, my Lanta. All right. Any last words or we're going to play out?
No, I got nothing to say. Papa?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Sounds good.
Toodles.
See you guys on Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.
It's your music, too. As Hot Sauce comes in the room.
As we're joined by Hot Sauce here to end at the end of the podcast. What's up, bro?
What's up, man? I heard tacos.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Were you just at your house and just in the distance? You were like, motherfuck, I got to get over there.
I did. That's exactly what it was.
It's just you could feel the tingle, right? Like at the base of your neck. Like,
the rhythm of the tism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's hat dancing and tacos over at Will's. I got to get over there. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Anybody got anything? Because I think we've been going for probably 50 minutes, I'd imagine.
No.
What were we at?
46 minutes.
Shut up, that's close. Anybody got any
words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom, Uncle Paul?
Words of wisdom?
Yeah, what do you got to leave the people with? The legend, the living legend, the sex symbol, the war hero, what do you have to leave the people with?
Don't piss in the wind, don't shit over a fire.
Oh, I haven't heard that second part. Yeah,
That's fair. I kinda like it.
Hold on. Does it depend how far above the fire you are?
Well,
what if I'm like 10 feet above it? And
if
it's
you
like,
smell burnt hair, it's time to move
too close. Okay, copy.
All right,
copy.
If your ass hairs are burning while you're shitting over a fire,
too close.
You're too close. Yes.
Too close.
I'm sure glad we got that out of
it. Yeah, I just want you to be advised. He asked for words of wisdom, and
we got him.
That we did.
We got him. You might not like him, but you got him.
We're gonna live by those words.
Oh my God! Hot Sauce, anything for the people in podcast land? He's shaking his head while his mouth is full of barbacoa tacos.
Eat my beef tacos.
He didn't serve any tequila with it, though. I'm kind of disappointed.
I didn't even have any limes.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Guervo, Jose.
Shut up, Andy.
I mean, you know, you could have called me and been like, "Hey, man,
go pick up some tequila."
Stop and pick up some tequila, but no, he didn't.
He got the limes at the same place.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing to me.
All right.
I just got here and just had, like, no tequila and limes with my tacos. That just ruined the whole experience for me.
Well, folks, it's been fun.
He's just trying to get out of this podcast alive at this point. Now that the targeting is turned and it's focused on him, yeah.
Emails at the Wisconsin.
He's feeling a little outnumbered now.
He'd like to...
Just rushing his way out of it. Usually he reengages. We have like 10 more minutes of material, but no, he's right, like, folks. Nah, I got to get out of here.
Have a grand night.
No real Wisconsin goodbye tonight.